Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul. And today our guests are Rachel and Janet Kennedy and Alora and Laurie Zilliger, who are performing as mother-daughter pairs in VPA's production of Anne of Green Gables. So which character are you playing? Annie, start.
My name is Rachel, and I am playing Anne Shirley.
And she looks the part.
Now, Anne Shirley is Anne of Green Gables. That's the eponymous character.
And
just want to say eponymous.
Rachel, you're her mother?
I'm Janet. I'm Rachel's mom. And I am playing Marilla Cuthbert, the adoptive mother of Anne Shirley.
What fun. And the other pair?
My name is Alora Zilliger, and I'm playing Diana Barry in Anne of Green Gables.
And I'm Laurie Zilliger, and I play her mother, which is my favorite role. I play Mrs. Barry. I don't have a first name.
Well, this has to be some kind of like, this is like a first. I mean, I know this play has been produced before up in these parts, but I don't think there's ever been so many, actual blood relative mother-daughter teams stomping around the stage at the same time. It must be, Anne of Green Gables, tell us about it. Fill us in on what the story is and when it came about and why it's so beloved.
Well, Anne is this poor, most unfortunate little redheaded orphan who's trying to find a home and basically just her place in the world. And she has the most creative imagination and a desire for romantic events and just making a big deal out of any little thing that happens in her life.
Anna, Laura, are you?
And I play Diana Barry, who is Anne's bosom friend, whom she finds who lives right next door.
Well, what's it like being on stage with having your mom on stage? Like, do you feel inhibited because your mother's there and, like, you might make a choice theatrically that, you know, will reveal a side of yourself that your mom has not hitherto unknown about you or, you know, because you're growing up, too, and everything.
Alora is giggling. Tell me what you're making you laugh.
Just that whole idea is very interesting to think about.
Well, there must have been something that happened that illustrates this or anything. If it's embarrassing, please tell us.
No, we're getting absolute silence.
Well, I think that this is her mother speaking. We've been on stage a lot together, actually.
Almost every play
we've ever been in, we're both in it. So,
really?
But this is the first time.
You were in Little Woman, too.
Actually, I wasn't.
Okay.
But when we're both on together, and it's pretty fun. So, yeah, I just chose not to be in Little Women. But it's been really a lot of fun, and I don't think it's a problem. She's homeschooling, so we know each other very well.
I absolutely love having my mom on stage with me, and when my mom is playing Marilla, Anne's adoptive mother, I actually really like watching my mom play that role because I don't perceive her as my mom at that point because I get so wrapped up in Anne's character. I look at her as Marilla, and it's really interesting seeing that other side of my mom like that, acting as a different person of who she's supposed to be. But when we're at home practicing lines or playing around about the play, it's a lot of fun just to interact. Oh, I'm Marilla. Oh, here, I'll be Anne.
You're so lucky to share that experience. A lot of kids don't get to do that, you know, to role play and actually and do something like that and be so close, you know, together in this production. And there's other mother-daughters also in the play too, right? Kathy Sage. And her daughter is in the play?
Two of her daughters are in the play.
And what are their names?
Well, we have two daughters. We have, why don't you come in, Kathy, and explain who you are. You're in the play, too.
Lindy and Aubrey. Don't play my daughters. I'm the mean, repressed, spinster Sunday school teacher. But they're in my class, so I get to yell at them and snap a ruler about. So that's fun. I like to do that around the house, too, sometimes.
It's a real stretch for you.
So, Anne, tell me a little about the rest of the play.
Well, my mom is Marilla, and my little sister is also one of the schoolgirls in the play. Her name is Teresa. And right now, Anne has definitely brought out a different side of my character, making a big exaggeration over everything. I'm also sometimes at school very loud, like Anne, just real out there. but...
No, I just meant the plot.
The plot? Well, Anne comes to Green Gables, absolutely falls in love with it. She grows very attached to Matthew Cuthbert, is a little detached from Marilla Cuthbert, doesn't really understand her character too well, comes to school, tries her very best to fit in everything, trying to make people like her, come to enjoy
like
who she is.
A new kid in school will do that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then all the girls in the town think that she's kind of crazy, except for Diana Barry. She thinks...
Because you're like a free spirit.
Very
free spirit.
You're
kind of like you have this great imagination, mm-hmm. and, you share it with people. You tell them your ideas and stuff, and they look at you like you're nuts.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk, here with our guests, Rachel and Janet Kennedy, and Lori Zuliger, from VPA's production of Anne of Green Gables. Proceed with the answer to that question.
Mm-hmm. Well, Diana comes to absolutely adore Anne, and they become bosom friends. And throughout the play, they have tea parties and activities that they do that just kind of show how their friendship is growing. And Anne becomes friends with a lot of the other kids in town. And she kind of gets into some mischief. She falls off a roof and breaks her leg.
Oh,
and
no.
Dyes her hair green. But okay. She also becomes a very valuable asset to the community as a whole. And the entire town comes to love her, and she saves Diana's little sister from a deathly illness.
Wow. This is like a big drama play, too.
It takes place in Nova Scotia, I understand.
Yeah, like the turn of the century. The 1908, the book was written. I know that from your press release. I'm one of the foremost authorities on Anne of Green Gables. Yeah, and there's a Green Gables festival every year. That's up in Nova Scotia, and the whole town, the mythical town of Green Gables, is based on Avalon, or is it the other way around?
It's actually Avonlea. We found out with Valley Performing Arts that this is a real heartwarming play. It really touches a lot of people. And we're almost sold out for the first and almost the second weekend. And we find that these classics, people really take to them. And they're really excited about it in the community.
Yeah, definitely. It sounds like a great... It reminds me of, like, when I was a kid, they'd have, like, movies on, not the, like, after-school specials, but the old ones. And it would be like Huckleberry Finn, for instance. I'm getting that feeling from that. You remind me of Becky Thatcher, the girl who played in that movie. Even though it was black and white, I could tell she had red hair. You know? I like the kind of nostalgia part of it, but also the way it updates into real life. I'm sure you could relate to these characters, like, from your own life. Can you?
Yes. The interesting thing about Anne and Diana's friendship is that they're complete polar opposites. Anne has the red hair. Diana has black hair. Anne is super fun-loving and excited about everything, and Diana is very calm and takes everything just very...
Are you bookish? In the play?
Not much, not really. More of a homebody sort of person.
tell me about your role as Anne's adoptive mother. She must be a handful.
Well, Marilla, of course, was expecting a boy because she doesn't know much about raising children. She's an old maid, and, of course, Matthew's an old bachelor. They haven't had much experience with children. So when Anne comes into their life, she just kind of turns it upside down. And, of course, Marilla, you know, wants order in her household, and Anne just kind of... They're polar opposites, but as the play progresses, it really softens Marilla.
Yeah.
A real loving bond develops between Anne and Marilla, and it really shows at the end of the play.
It's almost like an archetype, like Mary Poppins or something. It's like a fairy tale, because this child comes into these people's lives who really wanted a child. Mm-hmm. She's barren. Or something. It's none of my business, but, you know.
She's no maid.
Yeah, but this is the, the archetype. And she just turns the whole town upside down, and everybody learns something in the process of this. She's magic, in a way. She's a magical little girl.
Mm-hmm. And, Lori, tell me, how does your character as Alora's mother, respond to this wildcat?
Well, Mrs. Berry is quite a peculiar woman, I tell you. She's like the bad guy. And she comes between Anne and Diana and makes everything just so horrible. Anne wants just to die. But anyway, it's pretty fun. I get to be mean. And
so you represent like the fear
change. Oh, nobody messes
you're
with
resisting.
Mrs. Berry.
Yeah. So you like the status quo the way it is.
Yeah. And, you know, everything in my home is supreme and proper. And you would never mess with Mrs. Berry. So it's pretty fun playing that role.
I bet. That's what I figured it had to be.
And you must have some boys in the play, hopefully.
None at all.
No, not at all.
It's a chick flick.
Yeah, exactly. It's the ultimate chick flick, from Little Woman to this, right? Yeah. So, and there's all the romantic intrigue that goes on with the boys. Do both you girls get the guys at the end?
There is one character in particular. His name is Gilbert Blythe, and he is Anne's true love. He's played by Drew Ford.
And how about you, Alora?
Oh, no, not at all. Except for all of the girls in the whole town are crazy about Gilbert Blythe, so Anne is kind of taking that away from everyone.
Oh, wow. No wonder why they hate her. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming down here and telling us about the play Anne of Green Gables at Valley Performing Arts. We've been speaking to Rachel and Janet Kennedy and Alora and Lori Zulliger and also Kathy Sage. The show is Anne of Green Gables at VPA. Thanks a lot, folks.
Thank you.
And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. Out North presents a world premiere, The Man in the Attic, a play by Timothy Daly. This play runs Thursday through Saturday at 7 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 4 p.m. through May the 17th at Out North. For tickets, call Out North at 279-3800 or go to www.outnorth.org.
At Cyrano's, our town runs through Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 3 through May 31st. For tickets, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net or call Cyrano's at 274-2599.
Anchorage Community Theater presents a magic showcase featuring magicians Don Russell and Chin Chin, a magician. This is a magic showcase May 15th through the 17th, which is Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m., and a Sunday matinee at 3 p.m. at the ACT Black Box Theater at 1133 East 70th. For tickets, call 868-4913 or go to actalaska.org.
TBA Theater presents A Year with Frog and Toad this weekend only, tonight and Saturday night at 7, and again tomorrow at 3 in the afternoon, with a final Sunday matinee at 3 also, at Alaska Pacific University's Grant Hall. For tickets, call 677-PLAY or go to play@tbatheater.org.
And an audition notice here for the Valley Performing Arts in Wasilla. They're having an open call audition for their production of Roger and Hammerstein's Carousel. This show will start in September 11th around. And the auditions are this weekend, Saturday, which is tomorrow, from 2 to 5 p.m., and Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Makatans Theater in Wasilla. For more information, call 745-5831. And they suggest that if you come, show up with a song prepared.
Valley Performing Arts presents Anne of Green Gables. This show opens tonight and runs Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. with a 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday through June the 7th at the Makatans Theater in Wasilla. For tickets, call VPA at 373-0195 or go to www.valleyperformingarts.org.
Well, that's it for this week's Stage Talk. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.